Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you a little bit about Lily Nova and what's been happening to her. UFOs began visiting her during COVID when she was out shooting astrophotography. She began documenting these close encounters with her camera, accumulating evidence, investigating the phenomena even further. As these experiences progressed, she learned about these other worldly beings and what they look like, how they initiate contact with them and communicate with them. Lily is dedicated to sharing her findings and experiences with the planet and to help others initiate contact and connect with enlightened star beings. If you go up to coasttocoastam.com, under her name, under tonight's guests, look at some of the related images that she has sent us. They're fantastic. Lily, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. We live in very exciting times, so things have been very interesting, to say the least.
They sure are, indeed. Tell us a little bit about astrophotography, what it is and how you got involved in that.
Yeah. So astrophotography is taking photos of the night sky. I became an astrophotographer during COVID. So after COVID hit, and it's in the middle of lockdown, I went to the stars, really, and just began spending all of my time outside capturing photos, stargazing. And so I use a DSLR camera and take pictures of the Milky Way or nebula. And, yeah, it's a really therapeutic, fun, and exciting it's gorgeous. Once you start shooting, you just get, like, addicted to it. So it's been really cool. And as I've been out shooting astrophotography, then I began having these encounters and was well-equipped to begin documenting them. So it's been really exciting.
Now, when you were having these encounters, did they just happen to pop up, or these were things you were noticing when you were shooting the night sky?
So the first encounter I had, and this is after a couple months of going out, stargazing, spending a lot of time outside, my first encounter actually happened at my house on a random night. I wasn't even out shooting astrophotography. I went outside to get some fresh air, and when I did, I stepped out on my front porch and looked to my left and immediately locked eyes with a bright light, a hovering craft that was hovering a little in the distance over the neighborhood. And that was, you know, I ruled everything else out. It's not a planet. It's moving in a weird fashion. It's not a plane. And realized, oh my God, I think this is a UFO. And an orange light appeared at the end of my street that drew my attention. And I looked over to it, and as I looked back, a second craft had appeared that was much closer. I was bending my neck looking up at it. It was probably just a few houses down, and it was a large diamond triangular shape, some weird shape that I had never even seen before. And it moved up, down, side to side very quickly, and it seemed to be showing me its moves, and I'm in shock at this point. And then it began coming straight towards me. And it got very close to me. And I realized, okay, it's actually coming. Like, there's nobody else around. It's coming straight for me. And it went above my head and disappeared. And so that was my first encounter. And then after that, I began seeing them left and right.
Might you have had encounters when you were a little girl? Is it possible?
Yeah. MUFON asked me the same thing, because I ended up contacting them, and they were surprised that I hadn't been abducted before because of how close my encounters were.
Right.
Or that I hadn't had a history with it. And no, I never, that was my first time seeing one, and then it just really skyrocketed from there. But I've always felt a calling to space and always had, you know, a feeling that there was something else out there, but I never dug into it too much. So
were you seeing them randomly, or do you think they were coming by on purpose just for you to notice them?
Yeah, especially with the first encounter, it appeared very intentional. It was outside of my house, and I've had other encounters at my home as well. But it definitely seemed intentional, like they were kind of pointing me out. And then I began seeing them randomly just while I was driving down the road out while shooting astrophotography. And often whenever I was alone, ironically, they just seemed to pop up, and it seemed very personal, and I knew that they were interacting and engaging with me specifically.
Just remarkable.
Yeah. Mind-blowing.
Did you accept it, or did you think, you know, this isn't what it is? It's an airplane or something.
Yeah, and I always wanted to rule that out, too. To make sure that it was nothing else. But then they showed me, you know, if there was a doubt in my mind, they would do something really weird that made it obvious that it was, you know, this was something not from Earth. But at first, you know, after my first encounter, I told everybody, because I was just freaking out, because it's a whole paradigm shift, you know?
Oh, sure.
Like the moment you realize that we are not the only ones here. And then that just opens up a whole, you know, so many other doors and questions. And I was so excited and also shocked. And in telling other people, everybody was like, oh, no, that was a planet, or that was a drone, or, you know, this, that. Every excuse you can think of, they had it. And so I became a little discouraged, but then I found the video, because I pulled out my phone to record it. I had a hard time focusing on the object, so I stopped paying attention to my phone and was just kind of engulfed in the moment, and that's the moment when the second one had appeared, and it was very, very close to me. And I found that video a couple weeks later and realized you could actually see it vaguely, but you can see the light, and you can see the second one appear, and you can see it go up and down and side to side very quickly, and you can hear my voice. I'm shaking. And so I realized, okay, it wasn't this actually happened. It wasn't anything that I was imagining. And I think they gave me a few weeks to kind of process it. And then they began appearing more and more. And that's when my next encounters happened. And then I realized, okay, this is definitely legit. And they're obviously trying to tell me something.
Did you have any witnesses with you, Lily?
No, unfortunately, I did not.
Darn. That would just make your story not only is it good now, but it would just sell it, I think, if you had witnesses too.
Yeah, later on, I did have another person with me the first time that I initiated contact with them and they appeared. And that was just so amazing having another person with me that witnessed the whole thing. But also, I began documenting. I just became obsessed with investigating how they worked, what were they doing, you know. And so my camera became my best ally in trying to document these things. And as I began accumulating footage and evidence and sharing my story, then people finally, you know, they came on board with it. And they were like, okay, this is actually happening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What has been the closest encounter you've had with them to date?
So my closest and I'd say my favorite encounter was whenever the first time that I realized that I could initiate contact with them, not just me being out and they randomly pop up or, you know, something like that. I actually set the intention that I'm going to initiate contact with them. And I was with another person. And within 5 minutes of getting out of the car, a golden orb had appeared. And it, at first, it was kind of farther in the sky. And then whenever I noticed it, and it's cloudy, you can't see any stars. It was actually raining a little bit. This golden orb gets closer, and it starts jumping around, moving around to show us you know, this, you know, hey, this is real. And it was really just amazing. It was so exciting. It got really close to us, probably like maybe 30 feet away and not too high up in the air. And I got the idea. I was trying to communicate with it. This is before I had developed my intuition and telepathy with them. So I was trying to ask it questions, you know, who are you? Where are you from? What are you, you know, what messages are you trying to convey? Why are you here?
Did you ever get those answers?
Yeah, as time went on, I did. And this was one of the first huge clues. My friend suggested that we close our eyes to see if we could get anything that way. And when I closed my eyes, this golden orb sent me a vision telepathically of a woman who was laying down on a table. She looked very human, except for she had light blue skin. She had, light blue skin. She had no hair, so she was bald, but she looks very human, just like a regular size head, and a silver/gray skin type suit on, like a space suit, like kind of cliche Star Trek looking suit. And her eyes were closed. She was laying on this table. And then I could see about 5 crew members standing behind her, like around this table. And, so that was the first glimpse that I got of who was manning this golden orb. And it's interesting that her eyes were closed. I think she was, you know, and later I caught on to this, I think she was projecting her consciousness, or just the one with their eyes closed. She was manning this orb with her consciousness. She wasn't actually in the orb. The orb was small, but she was somehow manning this and communicating with me through it.
Is this the entity, Lily, that you say is from the Lyra constellation?
Yeah. Later, I found out that she was from Lyra, and I got her name as time went on. And this is after probably some months of practicing connecting with them and developing a communication with them. And I found out that she was from Lyra, and her name was Talia.
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 Dressed in blue, or her skin was blue?
Her skin was light blue, like a...
Like an avatar.
A little bit lighter, but yeah.
And this has been going on for what, just a few years?
Yeah, since the beginning of COVID.
Is it getting more intense?
It's definitely evolved and progressed. At first, it was very physical and sporadic. I would see these ships while I was out, and I would be just investigating them and documenting evidence. And as time went on, then I learned that I could initiate contact with them, and I began practicing this and learning the ins and outs. I feel like they kind of took me under their wing and were teaching me. And now I communicate and make contact with them in different ways than just physical ships. Now I've been able to connect with them through meditation, and I'll receive visions of some of these different beings and communicate with them that way in what you would call channeling information.
Is the Blue Woman entity a little different than most of these other entities you've been dealing with?
Yeah, definitely unique. I feel like that was the one who, she was with me, and the light blue beings were with me a lot through the beginning, through the first half of this. And since then, I haven't seen her in a while. But since then, I've seen other beings, some of them with also very human looking blonde hair. If you have ever heard of the Pleiadians.
Yes.
Yep, beings from Pleiades, and some with elongated heads, some from Sirius, some from Arcturus, and the Arcturians have the bigger heads and more almond eyes.
Are they giving you any kind of message?
Yeah, some of the major key points is, well, they were teaching me how to communicate with them and how to make contact with them. And they've also shown me different things through visions, like different parts of our history. And it's like they would show me bits in time. And kind of the core messages would be that we're going through a big shift right now. And we are closely connected with many of these beings, closer than what we know. I feel like they're basically like our cousins. And they may have even...
So you think their intentions are good?
Yeah. And I definitely think, I haven't really had any run-ins with any negative, but I have heard the stories through sharing my story and connecting with people on this. I think that there are some negative agendas, but I believe, let's say 99% of these beings are very positive, and whenever I connect with them, I feel it's a strong feeling of love and peace and bliss. And I believe they are here to help us in our evolution. Right now is a very pivotal moment.
So you don't feel any danger at all from them, do you?
No. At first, it was questionable.
Well, that's because you were scared, probably.
Yeah, exactly. It was questionable. I was very careful and cautious, and I think they eased me into it. But I think it's also very much about your intention and the type of energy that you're giving off. I know that I learned not to try to initiate contact if I'm like in a really bad mood or just it's about frequency and vibration and your energy. So I know that if my intention is to connect with positive beings and I am in a good, a higher vibrational state, then that's who I'm going to connect with.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.